WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Home video stores rent more than feature films. Critic Ken Tucker tells us what happened when he sampled some of the alternatives.
In search of something besides a new or old movie, yet not quite willing to engage in one of those Jane Fonda workouts, even that new walking one looks pretty dicey to me, I decided to check out a few novelty videos. One was a spoof of self-help videos, the other works as a party game. My first choice was Dorf on Golf, a cassette that's one of the most popular around these days. Dorf is a comic character created by Tim Conway, who seems to have fallen on hard times since his golden period on The Carol Burnett Show. In this dull-witted video, Conway walks around a golf course on his knees to impersonate a very short man. He speaks in an accent that will remind you of Lawrence Welk. The idea is to offer golf tips while making you guffaw. You'll know when to guffaw because there's a laugh track prodding you. Here's a sample.
And now we'd like to show you some of the supplementary equipment that you can purchase to help adapt the game of a golf of yours. First of all, this is a little arm brace that you can purchase. You see that it's adjustable. And then once you find the correct position for your elbow itself, you just lock that little dude in like that. And then it is permanently locked. You keep your hand straight when you hit that ball like that.
Now, there's even a busty woman named Boom Boom trundled in front of the camera for extra laughs. Dorf on Golf is dumb. But Dorf is Einstein compared to Murder Mystery, a video cassette with an appealing premise. The idea is to dramatize the equivalent of a mystery novel, a sort of updated Agatha Christie story set in an old country inn. A murder is committed at the start of the video, and a series of colorful suspects is introduced. You become the detective. This might have been fun, but instead it's merely annoying, starting with the instructions on how to play this murder mystery game. They're delivered by a bad actor sitting in a police station squad room.
First, there are three simple rules. Number one, each one of you will be given character cards which correspond to the character that will appear on the screen. You are that character. Number two, on your character cards, you will have three series of facts about your character under the headings first series of facts, second series of facts, and third series of facts. Now, the tape will be stopped on three separate occasions for all of you to question one another. When the tape is stopped for the first time, you can divulge, if questioned, only those facts listed under the headings, first series of facts. The same applies to the tape stops 2 and 3 and to the corresponding facts.
Follow all that? It doesn't help, of course, that the script is so corny and all the actors are as bad as that one. What I find most dispiriting about videos like these is the presumption that the audience is a bunch of dummies, that you can't take in too much detail, that everything must be repeated 5 times. After enduring these cassettes, I was ready for a few movies. Among the most recent releases are Making Mr. Right, the box office bomb by director Susan Seidelman. It stars John Malkovich as a robot with a full head of hair. There's also Hoosiers, a tale of small-town basketball rescued from sentimentality by the performance of the always great Gene Hackman.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.